cleaning up a big pollution puzzle. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The city of Ann Arbor recently spent more than $1 million rebuilding an old mill race along the Huron River. The Argo Cascades is a series of little waterfalls and pools where kayakers and people floating in inner tubes come to cool off. But downstream from the Cascades, on the other side of the river, there's a problem. Mark Brush went to have a look.
Kevin Lund says to really understand what's getting into the Huron River, you have to start here. We're in a small parking lot about a quarter of a mile away from the river. Lund is a senior geologist with the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, and he's a bit of a history buff, too.
This is a brick and mortar foundation that was installed probably in the 1870s, 1880 timeframe.
This bit of old foundation is one of the only things left of an old manufactured gas plant. Back in the day, they manufactured gas here, gas for streetlights, lights in homes, and cooking. They did it by heating up chunks of coal and trapping the gas that came off. Manufactured gas plants were built all over the place. Any city or big hospital or company that needed gas often had one of these plants nearby. And wherever they made coal gas, they also made a lot of waste. They had leftover coal tar, chemicals, and some metals. Whatever they couldn't sell, they often dumped.
You got to remember, there were no waste disposal facilities back in the day, and they didn't move this stuff too far off of their properties. So if there was a low depression in the property where they were doing the coal gasification, the waste products tended to find themselves, find it placed over there.
The old foundation Lund is showing me is from the original gas plant. It burned down, so they built a bigger one right next to the Huron River. Coal was brought in by the train load. But in 1939, natural gas came along, and that pretty much ended things for these manufactured gas plants. The buildings were torn down, and they moved on. But Lund says old bricks aren't the only things you'll find around these sites. To show me what he means, we walk down the bank of the Huron River. Since there's been a drought, we can pretty much walk right out into the riverbed.
You just gotta kick it over.
A little scraping with his boot, and up pops a pool of black, gooey liquid. Lund says he and a colleague discovered this stuff in the riverbed 2 years ago.
We were just collecting samples along the way, and we were finding exactly this all the way through here. And one of the locations that we dug a hole in the bank, it filled with oil.
Mishcon is the company responsible for the site. It's been monitoring and cleaning up different hotspots on the land since the 1980s. And now, with this discovery, the company plans to start digging the pollution out of the riverbed and its banks. Shane Weissman is the project manager for the company. He says over the next 2 to 3 months, they'll haul out around 500 to 600 semi-truckloads of contaminated dirt.
We're going to excavate the material, we're going to take it to a Type 2 landfill, and then we're going to restore all that material with clean backfill. Then we're going to put on a cap, and this cap is going to prevent any future contaminant migration to the sediment that we backfill into the surface water within the river.
The project is expected to cost between $3 and $4 million. The company says the entire cost could be passed on to Mishcon ratepayers. The old coal tar will be out of the river, but there still will be some pollution up on the site. Weissman says they'll wait to see how the land will be used before they do more cleanup. It's estimated there are around 70 old manufactured gas plant sites in Michigan. The two big utility companies in the state are responsible for 40 of them. But for some of the rest of these old plants, with so much time passing since they've closed, finding the people responsible for cleaning them up can be more difficult. For the Environment Report, I'm Mark Brush.
You can see a map of the old manufactured gas plant sites in Michigan on our website, environmentreport.org. I'm Rebecca Williams.